When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
So let us turn to John 5th chapter. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent people, folk of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Wilt thou be made whole? Do you want a mind that thinks straight? You know, some people's mind, I don't know what's wrong. You know, I'm always looking to the Lord for some positive. I can't help some of these new visions that come. You see, I can't say I have endless strength, I have endless time, I can handle this, that, and the other. No, God has put me in a situation where my strength is limited. And so I can't go barging in here and there saying, hey, I am the right person, you know, and I'm this strong man, you know. I can't say that. I can only say, it's the Lord who's doing it. It's not me. I couldn't do it. You see, I am very blessed and fortunate in that regard. You see, instead of being proud and boastful, I can stay humble and say, hey, I am so limited in myself, I can do nothing. But, mark you, my dear friends, when people can fill their mind with idle things, negative things, I can't understand. I don't like people talking negative things to me at all. I say to them, no. I want to be engaged in something which is positive, something which will drive me forward. Do you know that all of you are like great locomotives? Have you ever seen a powerful locomotive hauling a freight train a mile long. Boy, when I look at some of those locomotives hauling huge freight trains, almost a mile long, you ought to be taking so many people forward. Now tell me, are you taking people forward or backward? Are you serving as a retarding factor, a braking device? Or are you serving as a booster rocket? What is a Christian? What do we get from our Bible? What do we receive from the Lord? A booster charge every day, booster charge. Why? To pull so many people forward. Yes, when God gives you great thoughts and you begin to implement those great thoughts, you know, folks, people are just pulled forward. They are brought into positive fields, positive lines of thinking. Will thou be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Now, have you an answer? No, Lord, I want to be sick. I want to be lame. You know, Lord, if I get too well, I wouldn't need a shoulder on which to weep. So, I love shoulders, you know, on which I can weep. So if I get too well, Lord, how can I get over my old habit of complaining and murmuring? I would have to say goodbye to my murmuring, and I don't like to do that. I like to murmur, grumble, you know? Suppose you eliminated all grumbling from our families. All grumbling. There's no grumbling. Nobody says, hey, my shoulder is aching this morning. I've woken up on the wrong side of the bed. And I don't know. Recently, I had a shocking revelation. I was told by a sister-in-law of this man that he is a kind of terror in his house, terror to his wife. And she gets so nervous. That's wrong. Oh, you put this thing wrong. You know, the fork and the knife. Which comes first? I don't know. Tell me. You know, and this is how it should be. The blade should be turned westwards. What's rubbish? All right, when you had your butlers and your boys, you see, and they fixed the table for you, they took care of all that. And now your poor wife has to do the whole job, and you start nitpicking? Mike, you don't know how miserable some people make it for their wives. That isn't nice, grumblers. You know, eliminate all grumbling from your house. How will it be? It'll be a new place. Nothing negative. Actually, we ought to put a big placard, especially those that have relatives and friends popping in. Nothing negative should be spoken here. Finished. You have cut off a monster right there. Nothing negative should be spoken here. Oh, you'll have a lot of peace. Oh, yes. And you won't become a garbage heap either. Nobody will bring their garbage and tip it in there. But very often, dinner parties, other parties, are garbage parties. You know, people bring all their garbage, and that's what goes nicely like a pickle with your dinner. My dear people, wilt thou be made whole? The poor man could not even give a straight answer. You know, I do not know how much disappointment he had been subject to over the years. In the last minute, somebody stepping in before him and getting healed. Oh, I have missed it again. I have missed it again. You know, folks, for such a man, when the Lord Jesus asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" he said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the water. I need assistance. I need to be carried to the brink of the water. The miracle to take place in me requires somebody to help me. While I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole. How amazing. Yes, I don't know what you are going to do for the Lord. But here was this man already carrying his little burden. Take up your bed. You have been lying on it too long. Take it up. You know, folks, we have to learn to carry our own burdens. That is the law of the scripture. Let everyone bear his own burden. So the Lord Jesus commanded him to take up his bed and walk, which he did. The last thing that Jesus spoke to him later was, in the 14th verse, "Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you." Let us pray. O Lord our God, we humble ourselves before you. We don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a people who are positive locomotives, carrying whole lot of people forward. Have compassion upon us. We want wholeness. Hear our humble prayer in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.